Find more State House coverage at sdpb.org.
There we go. Call House Appropriations Committee to order. Again, we want to welcome back the internet listeners. If the secretary will call the roll.
Berg?
Aye.
Dennert?
Aye.
Wismer?
Aye.
10:30.
Carson?
Here.
Dietrich?
Here.
Peters?
Here.
Wink?
Here.
Putnam?
Here.
Tiedemann?
Here.
Three yeas, six present.
Okay, so we're good. We do have a quorum. That just told me you didn't have the one sheet that you needed. Thank you. Okay, we're still working on Senate Bill 50. Yes, Representative Dietrich. Pardon? Personal privilege granted.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The donuts are from Dr. Perry. His cell phone went off the other day in the School for the Deaf subcommittee. He also paid the $50 fine to the chairman's favorite charity, which is the Diabetes Association. I personally want to thank Dr. Perry so I can fatten up a little bit now, because after the presentation we just went through, it sounds as if lean times are ahead.
Now, you may want to store some of those that are left, just to, you know, freeze them. They're not going to be as good, but for the lean times that are looking into the future. Okay. So if Commissioner Dilges, if you would come forward and
good morning, Mr. Chairman.
Good morning.
Jason Dilges with the Bureau of Finance and Management.
Just a second, Representative Putnam.
Well, I was just waiting until I get done and start the amendment process.
Okay, here. Okay. I didn't know if you had a personal privilege.
Nope, that's it.
I saw that arm go up and I just...
He's ready to go.
But Chairman, I would move Amendment 50... AI.
Second.
Move that Amendment 50 AI for discussion purposes.
You're ahead of me, Mr. Chairman.
Well, then we'll just wait up for you.
Here we go.
Not a problem.
Okay. Thank you. Amendment 50 AI is another one of those amendments this morning that takes into account three separate stimulus amendments, but happens to amend the same general bill center, and thus it's one amendment for you. I have three items of description that I would like to go through if I can. The first, and they all deal with the Department of Social Services in Children's Services. The first is a decrease in general funds of $1.2 million and an increase of federal fund expenditure authority by $1.2 million. This is the result of the stimulus now permitting South Dakota to use some of our child support incentive funds, and that's Title 4D, as match for our other federal funds. You may recall a number of years ago we were prohibited from using those incentive funds as match. We had done that for quite some time, and then that was disallowed, and so the Stimulus Act now will allow us to use those incentive funds as match for other federal dollars. So you're in essence going to use federal to match federal, which is fairly rare. But what that means then is $1.2 million of general fund expenditures can now go away. This will also happen in fiscal year 10, when you'll see an amendment for House Bill 1300 that will do the same thing. The second piece is an increase of $1 million in federal fund expenditure authority, and that is an addition in our child care development funds. You'll recall that we have a sizable child care program whereby which we provide grants and subsidies for families and daycares so that folks who have limited incomes can continue to afford child care services and continue their employment, because lots of these families don't necessarily have the means to afford child care with the jobs that they have. This will allow assistance up to 200% of the federal poverty level. But the requirement, again, is that the funds have to supplement. They cannot supplant. And so to the extent that we use general funds and in some instances TANF funds to pay for these grants, we cannot trade this federal for general. And so it requires us to maintain that existing level of support. And so we're asking for an additional $1 million in the current fiscal year for child care assistance. The third piece of this particular amendment is a decrease of $374,257 of general funds and a likewise amount of increase in federal fund expenditure authority. And again, that is now in the Title IV-E program. And that is the Title IV-E is in Child Protective Services. And Child Protective Services is not a Title 19 program, but the program references the same match rate as what Title 19 offers South Dakota. And so when we get the 6.2% enhanced rate for the FMAP, this program looks at that same state federal share mix, and so we will get a 6.2% change in our Child Protective Services budget, and so this 374 is the 6.2. There will be no increase in services, there will be no change other than that this program will enjoy a larger federal share and a smaller state share, both for 2009 and for 2010.
Representative Dennert.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I could probably use that one, Mr. Dildes, or the first one where we are replacing general funds with federal funds. So to maintain looking forward to 2011, to maintain the program, we'll have to look at general funds then in 11 or 12, Mr. Dildes, possibly.
I believe that we will have some of the 4E dollars still in 2011 because of the 6.2%. Recall, we'll get two quarters yet in 2011. But I am told, and Secretary Bowman's been gracious enough to join me here this morning, but I believe that the child support incentive is just for state fiscals 9 and 10. And you are correct. We would, for that piece that we're now trading, we would have to trade back in 2011. Mr. Chairman, there is a little bit of...
We'll wait for your assistants to help you with this.
Thank God for them.
If you want to go to the table,
that's fine. Ball. I think he generalized the answer, so I don't need any more information, Madam Secretary. I think the committee understands it.
Okay.
I know that the four E we will get some still as long as we have the 6.2. The question and right now the way I understand it we'll be able to use 1.2 million of incentive funds the child support incentive funds, 1.2 million in 9. I believe it's just under 1.5 million in 10. And I don't believe we have anything programmed in 11 for child support incentive. Okay.
And Jason, it is federal fiscal year, so some of it will go
to
our state fiscal year 2011. Yeah.
For the internet listeners, Secretary Bowman reminded me that these are for federal fiscal years, which, as you know, go from October 1 to the next September 30th. So there's a bit of a discrepancy between the state fiscals and the federal. So there may be some carryover, again, into the state fiscal 11. And Representative Dennert, I know you won't hold me to every bit of my testimony this morning. Just recognize we're giving you everything we got, and hopefully it's pretty darn close.
2 days is probably my memory span, and that's two fiscal years of ours ahead. So thank you.
Representative Putnam?
Well, I think we all want to remember that we're really getting the benefit of the harvesting here, if that's the right word. We're using the federal dollars, and we're going to have some general fund dollars that we won't need for these programs. But when they do come back, we just need to remind ourselves that it isn't a new program, and that we didn't promise when the program went away, the dollars went away. We're really just going to do this for this period of time, and if something were to happen in the future, we're going to look at the general funds again.
Yes, sir.
Any other questions or comments? Seeing none, all in favor of 50 AI, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Carried. Yes, Representative Putnam.
I would move Amendment 50AJ.
Moved and seconded by Representative Putnam and Peters. 50AJ.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, 50AJ takes us to the Department of Tourism and State Development. One of the components of the stimulus package was an increase in the community development block grant that the state receives. The amount of the community development block grant for South Dakota is a $1.8 million increase. That would be South Dakota's share of that. So we're asking you to increase the federal funds for that, and that is pass-through dollars. Okay, and what we'll do is we'll pass through those grants to local communities, and that money will be used almost entirely for water and sewer development projects. If I could have given this one yesterday, maybe Representative Berg would have liked this one a little more in his desire to help locals a little bit more with the stimulus money. But really, this does go directly to local communities. And if you're familiar with the community development block grant program at the federal level, South Dakota gets money to do these kinds of projects, again, to develop local communities. And so this is, again, one time through the stimulus. We have to award this in 120 days. And so we're asking for these dollars up front today. If for some reason we don't get them expended, it would be our desire and goal to at least award them. If we haven't expended them, what we'll likely do is ask you again to allow us to carry those dollars over to use in next fiscal year, should we not have them all committed by that time.
Representative Wink.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Commissioner Dilges, what is this, with the addition of the 1.8, what does that bring that total amount up to in the community development block grants?
He sees it now.
Pardon me?
He sees it.
I believe that it's the 10 becomes the 12.6.
His mentor to the left is helping him out through the process. There's a reason why we have these seats kind of assigned.
If it's okay, Mr. Chairman, I will follow up with the folks at Tourism and State Development to ensure there's nothing else in this particular General Bill Center.
Thank you very much. Any other comments or discussion, Commissioner?
No, Mr. Chairman.
Any other discussion on Amendment 50AJ? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Carried.
Chairman.
Yes, Representative Putnam.
I would move Amendment 50AK.
Moved by Representative Putnam, seconded by Representative Peters. Amendment 50AK.
Mr. Chairman, this is again in Tourism State Development. This would affect the South Dakota Housing Development Authority. Fairly small amount. It's $20,000 of federal funds. And our share, South Dakota's share for rental assistance under the stimulus package. And so what will happen is we will enjoy or be able to provide about $20,000 in the current year, and we'll have an amendment for 2010 as well, but it allows us to provide rental assistance for those who have incomes that won't allow them to afford that. Again, so just $20,000 additional federal funds dollars for that particular purpose.
Representative Putnam.
Well, I think
Love to have dinner.
Thank you. You said Putman.
I'm sorry.
We are twins, so it is hard.
Not particularly here, Mr. Dilges. I think you'll be telling us, but will all of these funds and amendments that we're going through be labeled that our fund or whatever? I mean, will you tell us if there's anything that isn't labeled our dollars as we go through?
Mr. Chairman, the only two that aren't stimulus would have been the mental health grant and the Reed one for 50. Yeah. And then when we get to 1300, it would be my intention to bring all of the stimulus amendments at one time. And then you are correct. Everything that is stimulus related will have the same coding on the accounting system so that we can track and report back.
Thank you.
Sorry, Representative Dennard, I got distracted.
And if I could, Mr. Chairman, yes. You're probably wondering why we would come and ask you for a budget for an informational type budget unit. And the reason for that is, again, the tracking and the reporting purposes are going to mandate that we come back to you and the federal government with reporting. And so even though this is an informational budget, and you may also recall from some of your briefing documents about the clean and safe water drinking funds within the Department of Environment and Natural Resources, we're going to have them report to us as well on some of those projects. We have an answer to Representative Wink's question on CDBG, and he actually, they shouldn't have made fun of you. The current amount, if I could, is $10,729,917, and then the 1.8 would get us up to the $12,529,917. So there was a small portion, about $120,000 of that number there that wasn't CDBG. So my apologies.
And I apologize too to Representative Wink for any inference I made, but there was a reason for the seating charge. Any other discussion on Amendment 50 AK? Ron AK.
I have a question.
On AK?
On AK.
Okay. You may, on AK, go ahead. Okay.
Thank you. What exactly is the additional $20,000 going to be used for?
It's, Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Representative Peters, the direction or the place that we see this money coming is, it's called homeless prevention funds. Our allotment is $3.3 million of that, South Dakota's is. And what it basically, it calls for homeless prevention and rapid rehousing activities. And so we would use this for those types of programs, such as rental assistance and other types of programs to hopefully prevent homelessness and return to housing opportunities for folks who have challenged incomes. And again, because it's $3.3 million, you'll see amendments to 1300 for that, as well as money in the 2011 budget to cover that.
Any other questions on Amendment 50 AK? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Carried.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Representative Putnam.
Chairman, I would move Amendment 50 AM.
Second. Moved and seconded by Representative Putnam and Representative Peters. Amendment 50 AM.
Mr. Chairman, this particular amendment asks for an additional $1,080,000 for client services within the Department of Human Services for both rehab and services to the blind and visually impaired. There are several different client services offered within these divisions, but what we would use this money for is increased demand, one-time projects for these individuals who may be displaced with jobs and other types of things. So it would be retraining opportunities, job placement job training, education, assistive technology, physician restoration for eligible individuals who have disabilities. A lot of these people today are in our workforce and they hold down jobs. As they become displaced or laid off like other workers, this is targeted dollars that would go out in the client services area on a one-time basis to help those folks get back on track, retrained, and in different jobs so they can remain self-sufficient. It's just a kind of a carve-out. It's like it's almost in addition to some of the things that you see within the Department of Labor, but this is targeted mostly towards those with disabilities.
Any questions, comments on Amendment 50 AM? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay? Carried.
Mr. Chairman, hopefully that's the last of the amendments right now. If I could, again, we were able to dredge up some more information on the non-stimulus amendment I did yesterday within the Division of Mental Health. The $125,000 amendment that you approved, and I think that Representative Peters had some questions about the Transfer Initiative grant, and it's basically an expansion of that existing system of care pilot project. That funding is a total of about $220,000 grant. The $125,000 that I asked you to approve and you did approve would be just funding in 09. There will be some follow-up of about $96,000 in 2010. So it will span two fiscal years, the bulk of it, in the current fiscal year. And again, this is non-stimulus related. And when we bring the amendments for $1,300, I'll have one for the $96,000.
So that was Amendment 50 AL that you had that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's the
$125,000 for federal fund. Got it.
AL.
AL. Alpha Lima.
Thank you, sir. A couple other remarks, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. I still have basically the amendments left to give you for the change in the FMAP rate, the 6.2%, as well as the amendments to participate in the state fiscal stabilization fund, both the education piece and the general government services piece. Those are interrelated, and they're also they're reliant or in conjunction with what you will do with your revenue estimates, as well as any other what I call bleeder and spender bills that are out there, bills that are still alive that would remove general fund revenues or increase or decrease general fund expenditures. I'll give you an example. This morning, Senate Bill 52 was lost, or excuse me, 42 was lost in House tax. That's somewhere around $1 million of cost in 2010. We're looking at the 09 impact. One impact says as high as $3 million. If that's the case and that bill is lost, that's the mini warehouse storage unit bill, and it was lost in committee. If that ends up being that way, then that will reduce your general fund revenues, and again, that will require us to increase those amount of those amendments that would get you essentially to zero. So, Mr. Chairman, if it be your prerogative that we could potentially wait till Monday until the subcommittee report on the revenue estimates comes down and we get a few more of these bills out of the way, I would at that point in time request that I could offer a couple of more amendments to Senate Bill 50.
And we'll offer them on Monday. Now, the revenue estimate or the revenue number from the committee will not come in until Tuesday.
Oh.
But we will be able to take amendments on Monday because then it goes to the floor on Tuesday.
The other thing, Mr. Chairman, if it be your prerogative, I certainly like this environment because you folks understand the budget. If worse comes to worse and Senate Bill 50 ended up in a conference committee, we would have to propose those amendments in that type of environment. But again, there's no assurances that this group would be the ones I could offer them to. And I, again, certainly I feel more comfortable giving appropriation amendments to appropriations members as opposed to whoever was nominated for a conference committee.
And we have it posted, I think, for 8 o'clock on Monday. If we can't get it all done, then we'll also look at maybe posting or coming back at 11 o'clock after we're back from the tour.
Okay.
Gufsenberg.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Is there any fee increases in those increases that we've done that was emergency that goes on to this year? Have we got some of those that are flowing through here yet for this year's budget?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Berg, there's very few, and to the extent there are, I believe most of them are in rule that would affect general fund expenses or general fund revenues. You may be thinking of some other ones with emergency clauses that may affect other funds like highway funds or county road funds, things like that. But if they are, we've already reflected them in the December revisions that you saw. But again, I think they're minimal, if any, that would affect the 09 fiscal year for general funds.
Okay, thank you.
So we'll defer action on Senate Bill 50 and the amendments until Monday. Representative Putnam?
Well, that's what I want to be sure we're straight on this. I count about a dozen, even dozen, of amendments that you brought up to today for 50. Is that right? And you're looking at possibly two more?
Okay. Yeah, Liza's reminding me that we brought an even dozen. Two of them had three issues on them, so really you'd have to add four more. So we're about at that 16. I have two more of my own that are directly related to stimulus. I don't believe I have any other amendments that are not related to stimulus at this point in time.
For purposes of timing on your part of putting this together, as you just heard, and that the projection, the revenue projection committee won't be meeting until after your hearings. Is that somewhat of a, is it? Does that have anything to do with what you need to have done?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Representative Putnam. Again, I believe that one of the last things that has to happen this legislative session would be any final amendments to 50, and then any final amendments to 1300. Again, because the goal would be that at the end of the day, you go home with a big zero in the 09 column of the profit and loss or the income expense statement of the general fund. What we can do, if need be, and if you know, there's an opportunity to perhaps come back after the subcommittee reports on the revenue estimates, or we can get kind of a sneak peek to get close, then we would offer that. There's also, if I can lobby you, there's some nuances out there with regards to how you make your revenue projections, okay? If you take a higher or lower amount, there are differences in the amendments I will bring for 50, okay? And based on those amendments I bring you for 50, there are also consequences with regards to how the actual revenues will come in to the general fund. If those revenues come in lower than the projections, I will be forced to use some reserves. If they come in higher than projections, there's a possibility of having a surplus. I just ask you to take those things into consideration as you, again, try to put this puzzle together with regards to the stimulus and make it work such that you preserve your reserves, you don't allow these stimulus dollars to go into reserves, you allow us to carry those dollars forward that we don't need and apply them to next year's budget. So again, still a lot of moving parts. A lot of those moving parts are starting to become clearer, but again, there's still a few pieces left that I think we have to hammer out yet. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman, unless there's questions.
No, thank you very much, Commissioner.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Representative Putnam.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like the committee to turn to Senate Bill 72 in their booklet, please. Ladies and gentlemen, Senate Bill 72 is the bill that talked about the Master of Social Work degree program. And at this time, I would move that to be taken from the table, if I can get a second and have an opportunity to use that carcass, if I would. So I would move Senate Bill 72 from the table, Mr. Chairman.
And seconded by Representative Dietrich. Any comments?
Well, the only comments I would be is that there is an amendment is here, and we're going to pass it out and make sure that everybody gets a chance to see it, wherever that is. I don't see it right now. I don't have it in front of me.
Yes, we do. Right.
Page?
Pages.
Let's pass one of these out to each member. It get an opportunity to see what we have in mind here. We're going to put this back into play, if that's the, I guess, is the best way I can see it. We are going to delete the $1, and we're going to insert a sum of $3 so that it is indeed a hog house, if you will. Though there was a person on the committee here that did vote against this bill, and I'm sure they're feeling better now. But nevertheless, this is an opportunity for us to put something back into play, and I would hope that you could subscribe to this amendment. Thank you.
Any discussion? No, it's coming.
Okay. So that would be my discussion. I haven't moved the amendment yet, but we'll certainly wait and see what...
He didn't move the amendment. All he did was move to remove it from the table. Yes, Representative Berg.
A little clarification. Is the reason you change it from $1 to $3 so you can bring it off the table?
No. It's so that we can, one, move it forward and then keep it viable for a possible conference to get this thing worked out on the social work.
I was just trying to get some clarifications. We couldn't leave it at the $1. We had to move it to the $3. We didn't necessarily.
No.
Okay, thank you.
It just makes a change, if you will. So I would move the amendment if I could get a second.
I want to move it from the table first.
Oh, I thought we voted.
No, we have to take it from the table first. So any discussion on removing it from the table?
From taking it from the table, just take a simple majority.
Two-thirds. If I want to act on it today. If we don't want to act on it today, then it's a simple majority. So... all in favor of removing Senate Bill 72 from table, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, we'll do roll call.
I think so.
Final disposition. So we'll do roll call. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Berg.
Aye.
Dennert.
Aye.
Wismer.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Dietrich.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Wink.
Aye.
Putnam.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
9 yeas, 0 nays.
It's taken from the table. Representative Putnam.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, members of the committee. And it does give us an opportunity to once again do some things. I would move Amendment 72 UA.
Second by Representative Dietrich. Any discussion? Again, all it does is change the $1 to $3 and keeps this particular action in play. Yes, Representative Berg.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Do you have any knowledge of what the intent is to do here?
Yes, we're going to triple the funding.
No. I go along with these things, but I also like to know there's an end game to what I'm doing. And
I don't know. I've been asked to bring it up.
And who are the
by one of the sponsors?
Who's the people in play? I mean, that tells me something too.
That one of the primary sponsors from the House side, Representative Rabe, asked me if I would bring it off the table and so.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Any other discussion on the amendment? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Motion carried. Now we'll take action on Senate Bill 72 as amended. Any discussion on the bill as amended?
Chairman, I'd move Senate Bill 72 as amended to pass.
Okay. We have a motion seconded by?
Second.
Representative Dietrich. Any discussion?
Just to lighten any heartburn, if there is heartburn, the fact of the matter remains that I don't think that anybody wasn't agreeing with the concept of what we're trying to do here. And in the short period of time we had to do with looking at dollars and cents and the cost, we just said, how can this work? And the time ran out. This gives the opportunity for one of the members to start working again within the confines without the dollars and start to get something going if there's a bill. If it ends up in compromise or if it ends up in a committee, then so be it, and they can work it out accordingly. Thank you.
Any other discussion? Seeing none, all in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. And Secretary will call the roll.
Berg.
Aye.
Dennert. Wismer.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Dietrich.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Wink. Putnam.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
8 yeas, 1 nay.
Senate Bill 72 has a minute due pass, goes to the floor. Any other discussion before us?
Are you going to do 117 today, or are you going to wait?
No, we're waiting. I'll explain later. The minutes for today, I'm going to sign to Representative Dennert. Won't be real long. Easy day. Anything else to come before us? Yes, Representative Byrd.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just very briefly, and I think as we're going forward here, we see all these stimulus dollars coming, and it's nice to be able to use them. I think we're using the savings to plug holes in our own budget. But when we get down to the providers and that, I mean, I think we're going to have to look for a way to maybe give them some, too, because they really gain nothing out of this. Their dollars come to them the same. It just comes from a different place. And so I think we need to look at somehow or other, and I know Dennert will have something on that as amendments, but I think we need to look how somehow we pass some of these windfall that we got onto the other people also. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Representative Byrd. Representative Carson.
I'd recommend that we move the minutes from the 5th day of March of 09.
Okay, so adopt the minutes of March 5th. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Dietrich. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed nay. Carried. Nothing else to come before us. We'll be, again, meeting at 8 o'clock on Monday, and we may just recess after that so we can come back if we don't get done with all of the amendments. 9 o'clock joint. We'll be going to the Women's Prison and Unit H. Representative Carson.
Do you have a schedule set for Tuesday?
For Tuesday, it is posted that we will come in at 8 o'clock if the pardon? 8:30. Thank you. 8:30 on Tuesday morning, and if the revenue number is not ready at that time, we'll just recess as a joint committee and then come back when the revenue number is ready. I have to make sure that that part is done. Okay? Anything else? Representative Dietrich.
I know you know this, but for the sake of the committee, that we have to have the committee report in before we adjourn on Monday, or else whatever we did on Monday does not get on the Tuesday calendar.
That's right. So we have to have that done before the House adjourns. Right. Right. And the other thing, on Tuesday morning will be the subcommittee reports will be accepted at that time, presented to the joint committee and either accepted or rejected, I guess. I can't speak for the committee as a whole. No other announcements? Moved by Representative Wisner and second by Representative Carson to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. Or adjourn.